Hi friends, hope all of you are doing well and walking on the path of seeking. Keep your heart strong, you'll make good decisions and your mind will not overthink. Today we'll be talking about something that has been coming up too much in the past sessions, and that is something called as codependence. This word exists in all our relationships, all our friendships, all our bonds, and everywhere where we touch a human life, there is codependence. Now, why we are talking about codependence is that it is this codependence that becomes the reason for us to get entangled in karmic knots. It is this codependence that gets us good or bad relationships. It is this codependence that lets us understand how much we need somebody. Codependence means how I am dependent on somebody, how somebody is dependent on me, and how both of us together need each other, want each other, and have to be physically, emotionally, mentally in each other's life to make this bond of two people together. Any two people who live in codependence are bound to have misunderstandings, are bound to cross each other's path wrongly, are bound to hurt each other, because codependence always, always drives you towards bruising each other's emotions. Because codependence means I want you. I am talking to you because I want you. I want you in my life because you do this for me. You want me in your life because I do this for you. So the wrong word codependence should be substituted with the right word. This is coexistence. The difference between coexistence and codependence is that when you coexist, you let the other person be. A lot of couples, a lot of people together, whether parents, whether it's with your children, we start codepending on each other, which means it's a give and take relationship. If you do this, I do this. If you don't do this, I don't do that. You don't listen to me, I will not let you do that. And we don't realize that this is the basic of programming. Everything becomes conditioned. We have to get ourselves out of this codependence and start working towards coexistence. Coexistence is freedom. Coexistence is real love, where you love the other person. Let the other person be themselves. Don't help somebody because you might need help from them. Don't bring up your kids because in the old age you might need them. Doesn't that talk volumes about codependence? Is it good? You should not need somebody, you should not talk to somebody, you should not love somebody because you would want them. Start cohabiting, start coexisting, especially for couples together. Have your own glass of water. Have your own means of employment. Have your own thing. Have your own identity. Don't lose your identity in your partner's identity. For kids, don't start running after your parents' identity. Don't try to be what your father is. Don't try to be what your mother is. Be yourself. Teach your kids how to coexist. Stop getting these conditions out of relationships. Stop emotional abuse. These conditions are actually a form of emotional abuse, where you start making conditions, you start laying down conditions. If you don't do this, I will not give this. The way we are brought up, our parents at many a times, you know, you don't listen to me, I'm not giving you this property. You're going to be out of my property. You will not get this house. You can't get your share because you never listen to me. So are you with your parents because you want their property or because you love them? I know of a couple, they've been going through a lot of crisis recently. Nothing to do with the amount of love they don't have for each other. They love each other. They want to be there for each other. But now the problem is they are together too much in everything. They run the business together. Everything that they do is together. So because of that, there are no lines drawn. There is no respect for each other. There's just love. And any relationship where there is no respect, after a while, when you cross those boundaries of respect, there is bound to be a clash. There is bound to be a clash of egos. So my friends, start coexisting. Let the other person have their space. Have your own glasses of water. A beautiful philosopher, amazingly written texts, Khalil Gibran. I think I must have read it in the university, and I've the Prophet. And I would suggest you must read that. It's really nice. He talks about something. You know, love everybody, love the person, fall in love madly. You know, when two people are there, have your own glasses of water. Each of you should have your own glass of water. You want to drink from each other's glass? It's okay. But never, two people should never have one glass of water. There should be two different glasses of water. Keep drinking from each other's glass. But each other's glass of water is going to be their responsibility to fill, in which neither of them will feel abused, misused, or, you know, there is going to be a sense of identity of both of them separately. Don't dissolve yourself into the other's being. Be you. Be beautiful. And let the other person love you for who you are, not for what you do for them. So start coexisting for each other. You know, when you make a house, you make four pillars, and those four pillars need to have the right amount of space between so that the air can flow beautifully. So think, if you just put all the four pillars in the middle, the roof is going to definitely collapse. Have space in your relationships. Let the other person breathe. Let the other person have their own thinking. Let them do. Even if you say, you know, he's doing it wrong. If it's his thing to do it, let him do it. As a friend, you can stop the other person. But there is a line. Don't break that line. And for every relationship, there needs to have respect in that relationship. So the only thing that's missing in codependence and coexistence is respect. Respect each other. Let the other person be. Let them have their lessons. Do not start living the other person's life. Do not take over their lives. Everybody has their own journey. Don't make them a part of your agenda. They have their own agenda. Let them have their own agenda. Let them learn their own lessons. Your lessons are different from theirs. So my friends, walk the right path. Keep seeking for answers. Keep questioning yourself, because when you question your mind, the mind's database gets confused. Oh my God, you know, where has this come from? Because the mind loves you, because when it's programmed, when you walk the path, the mind wants you to walk. So the way forward from today should be coexistence. And you'll realize when you walk this path of coexistence, there is going to be a lot of mutual respect in the relationship. Don't want people because they do something for you. Love them for who you are. Love them for who they are. And you've not loved them for what they would do for you. It's their vibe which you love. So keep seeking. Keep walking this path of spirituality. You have a lot of questions. Keep asking yourself. Otherwise, lots of my friends, they keep writing to me. The different sessions that we go through. A lot of group activities we do together. You can write back. I'm always there. The numbers and the contact email IDs are on the Facebook, are on the website. You can please get them, and I'll be more than happy to reply back to them. Just that it's not going to be very time bound, but I'll try to do them as soon as possible. Thank you so much. Om Namaste.
You are listening to Podcast with Richa.